Good morning, Southern California, and welcome. If you're food obsessed, you've come to the right place. Join us for the next 2 hours, and you won't go away hungry. One of the first American culinary icons, Julia Child, said, "People who love to eat are always the best people." We agree. Live from the AM 830 KLAA studios at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, the SoCal Restaurant Show is on the air.
And welcome back. It is the Thanksgiving Eve version of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Ducks hockey and Angels baseball. And my favorite statistician and also board operator, Aaron, gives me an excellent factoid on the Ducks, which I will share with you. Right now in the National Hockey League, the Ducks are number 2 in goals with 61 so far. So things are looking hopeful for the Ducks this year, and we will keep rooting for them. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Glad to have you out there. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl, the founder and CEO of the Slapfish Restaurant Group, and also the founder of Two Birds in Irvine's Trade Food Hall, and also the full-service Raw by Slapfish on Beach Boulevard in Huntington Beach, adjacent to the original Fast Casual Slapfish. And for you pizza lovers out there, Big Parm in the Mess Hall in Tustin is on the road this week, but we'll be catching up with him again just as soon as we can. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information there that connects Saturdays. And also what we try to do is post during the show as many visuals from the restaurants that we're chatting with to give you just an added dimension of what they do. The verbal portraits are fine, but sometimes those full color visuals also tempt the palate. So do give it all a look. The website's easy. It's SoCalRestaurantShow.com. Facebook is SoCal Restaurant Show. Send us a tweet if you like, and many of you do, at SoCal Restaurant. And as we love to say, for the very best in provocative food imagery, Instagram too, at SoCal Restaurant Show. And happily, for the last 9 years, we have been presented to you by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. And speaking of our good friends at Melissa's, we are now almost into starting for all the plans for the holiday seasons. And what Melissa's does, which is really wonderful around holiday time, is they put together a great collection of gift baskets in all price ranges that are really special. And we'll be talking about some of them in the coming weeks. But is that big holiday weekend after Thanksgiving comes up next weekend and people start thinking about the holiday shopping season and gifting and what they can do that's special. A lot of these Melissa's gift baskets are really, really special, from exotic fruits to fruit and wine baskets. They even have these wonderful pink pineapples, which are very hard to get, which in terms of how the pink pineapple came to be, no genetic engineering there. This is something that has come together in the field through lots of years of trial and error and cross-planting and everything else. But the pink pineapple is something really special. If you're not familiar with it, a little less acidic than the regular pineapple, and unusual, and a great gift for your friends out there that enjoy something wonderful and a little bit exotic like that pink pineapple. So definitely something to keep in mind. For your holiday plans coming up, Thanksgiving, of course, is Thursday. And if you're going out or you want to try to order some things to bring in, it's getting a little late at this point, but there still is some time to react. Remember, if you're planning or you'd like to go out on Thanksgiving, many restaurants are open on Thanksgiving and doing special menus. And also kind of keep in mind that your favorite hotel, if they have a restaurant, they are definitely doing Thanksgiving. And sometimes that's a really good option because the staff is professional there. They're trained to work on holidays. You're going to see some, you know, good service and hopefully the best they can do. And, you know, yes, it will be moderately expensive to expensive. But in terms of doing something special and having an option, that's a great resource that's out there. Also, many restaurants are doing Thanksgiving to go, either in whole or in part. So if you just want to get the turkey, you want to get the sides, you want to order pies, you can do all of that together or do all of that separately. But a lot of the deadlines for restaurants that are doing that are coming up, so keep it in mind. Just one random thought for our listeners that are within striking distance of Long Beach. The wonderful mother-daughter team at George's Restaurant at the Long Beach Exchange, they are open on Thanksgiving all day starting at 10 a.m. And what you can do there is get their Thanksgiving dinner plate, which is only $25. That is kind of a bargain. And it's with everything. So it's the roasted turkey. It's their famous cornbread stuffing. It is cornbread to go with that. And then your choice of sides. There's mashed potatoes and gravy, of course, that comes with it. But then you can get one additional of their signature sides, all house-made, yams, collard greens, or corn on the cob. And they also do special pies. They do Nana Gretchen's whole peach cobbler, which I've had and really is wonderful. And, of course, they do sweet potato pie. Now, that would be extra as far as the dinner is concerned, but well worth it. And also, why supplies last that day, you can get Thanksgiving to go there that feeds 4 to 6 guests. So something to keep in mind. Now, if you want to do any advance ordering there, the deadline for the Long Beach Exchange location of George's Restaurant is today. So keep that in mind. Open Thanksgiving, and you can get Thanksgiving to go on Thanksgiving, subject to availability. But in terms of pre-ordering, if you want to do any of the sides or the pies, that needs to be done today. Now, just so there's no confusion, their original location is in the Anaheim Packing House. The Anaheim Packing House location will be closed on Thanksgiving. But if you want to pre-order sides or pre-order pies at the Anaheim Packing House location, you can do that today. So keep it in mind. As always, pre-holiday, we have a jam show for you. First, we're going to be talking about Indian Desi cuisine with Chef Ali from Kansab Desi Craft Kitchen. They are back open and really doing some wonderful and tasty food and are happy to explain what Desi cuisine is all about. It's a combination of Indian and Pakistani cuisine and all halal. Then, of course, we got to talk about pies. Thanksgiving is coming up. We're going to be visiting with a third-generation family member of the ownership of Polly's Pies, which is in Riverside, Orange, and Los Angeles County. They're about to embark on a marathon. They will send out over 50,000 pies for the holidays. Then we're going to talk about a very special kosher dairy restaurant in the Pico Robertson area of Los Angeles. This is the Spielberg family's, and yes, Steven Spielberg's family, tribute to their late mother. Really a wonderful, heartwarming story. Then we're going to be up in Calistoga, talk about Lola Wines, which is a wonderful boutique craft winemaker in California. And then we're going to talk a little bit about a preview event I went to for the inaugural Long Beach International Tamales Festival. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we come back, it's Kansab Desi Craft Kitchen. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.